Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Tzamach Zayin, Chapter 67, Mystical Torah. Let's get a bit mystical. Torah is infinite. When learning Torah, one can learn pshat, the most straightforward meaning, and then there are always deeper levels of meaning. I saw many mefarshim that share mystical aspects of this perek. Pasuk Aleph, Lamnatzeach b'negi nos mizmor shir. For the conductor, with instrumental music, a psalm, a song. Four words. The Alshach comments that each of these four words represents the four categories of creation which make up the world. Mineral, vegetation, animal, and mankind. The Alshach comments that all four of these realms were in a state of imperfection until the Torah was given. The Chida brings down that this parak of Tehillim was shown to David HaMelech by Hashem in some sort of vision of Ruach HaKodesh or Nevuah, and in that vision, David saw the words in the formation of the menorah. David copied that design, engraving it onto his shield that he took with him into battle. By studying the words of this powerful parak, David would merit victory. The Chida further brings down a visual description of that menorah engraving. Pasuk Aleph was written across the top of the entire menorah, and then each of the next seven psukim, which comprise the rest of this parak, filled in each one of the seven branches of the menorah. The Chida explains that each branch represents one of the 7 weeks of the Omer. And to add to all that, there are exactly 49 words. Go ahead and count them. Within these seven psukim, representing the 49 days that lead to the time of Matan Torah. In the world of Jewish mysticism, the Chida says there are 49 gates of wisdom, represented by these 49 words, which ultimately lead to Torah, Hashem's greatest gift to the world and mankind. And check out your siddur. It may not come as a surprise that there is a minhag to say this parak of Tehillim each day of the Omer, right before the actual counting of the Omer is recited. These ideas are mystical. They are hard for us to really grasp and understand and wrap our head around. But what they do, I think, is help us to begin to appreciate that Torah is unlike anything else. It's not just another subject in school alongside math and science. Torah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Its meaning and its wisdom is without end. There is power to just looking at and just saying the words of Torah, even when we don't understand them. As we together read and study Torah, as we journey through Tehillim, we are touching upon the infinite. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Ellen Greenspan, Le'iloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Basfei Gochana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.